Welcome to another Pursue podcast. Today we have a new guest, Maite Sturm from Temple University. She's the assistant coach of the field hockey team there. Before that, she was a standout player at Virginia Commonwealth University. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for having me back.
Yes, it's been almost 10 years, 9 years since we met. Back then, you were still a student in Germany, looking for a scholarship in the US. You and your sister, actually, at the same time. That's when we met the first time. Since then, you've had an incredible development. First, you played for 4 years at VCU, and now you're an assistant coach. So what a journey.
Yeah.
Maybe looking back, what was back then some of the guidance that we gave you that you thought was most valuable? And maybe just elaborate a little bit on that.
Like the guidance to go to the US in
general? Yes.
I mean, just like convincing athletes that you can really combine the academic part with the athletic part was super helpful, because like here in Germany, especially back then in 2016, 17, when not a lot of students went over, it was really helpful to get to know a different perspective, how you can combine both things, because it's not doable in Germany the same way on that same level. So it was very helpful to learn more about that. And then also like guiding through the whole process, what we can expect, my sister and I, like how the coaches are there, like the preparation you need, like mental stuff, but also the physical stuff and all that stuff, that was very helpful. And then obviously Keystone Sports back then was Uni Experts, helped to go through all the way, like the test preparation, the test itself, then later on the visa, connecting with coaches.
That helped. Already mentioned you, or you mentioned that you went with your sister at the time, your twin sister. And I do remember you, both of you, being a little bit shy back then.
Yes.
How much did it help you to actually go to the US at the same time with your sister to the same university? How did that help you?
Yeah. I mean, as you said, I was super shy. Svea was also very shy, maybe a little bit more open to the whole process than I was. But once we got there, was great development, because you have to step out of your comfort zone. Even like going together, it was obviously nice to have someone, you have your kind of twin sister with you. She's also your best friend. So it's very helpful to go with someone, but it was still a big step being away from home. But it was like helpful to go with her, having something from home with you. And then the development after like a month, 2 months, it was very smooth. Obviously, like sometimes you miss home, but having this experience there and meeting new people, having a team, having great coaches, really made the experience great. And for the development, it's like the best thing you can do. I was super shy and didn't really like to talk a lot, and now like I'm a coach myself, so it really helped to gain more self-confidence, be more independent, and just like the personal development is huge once you go there.
Yeah. Having to recruit now yourself, I mean, you're recruiting players from all over the world. What's some of the advice that you would give recruits, maybe even our recruits, going through the process right now themselves?
Yeah, I would say never make a rush decision. It's important to really evaluate the different options you have. I think it's super important to connect with the coaches, because you will see them every day. You are with them every day. And they're like also the persons you go to if you have any issues or anything. And then also, I think that's what also my university, or like what my team stands for, is like the team culture. So I think it's great to maybe have a Zoom call with like some team members. That really helps to ask them questions about the team culture, about the experience, about like the school and all that stuff. So I think that's super helpful. And then obviously like you have to like the location, the campus setting, you have to find the degree that they offer. So all those aspects are important. And then also obviously for international, the scholarship usually plays a role. So which school offers you what are the difference in the scholarships? I think that's very important as well.
All right. And what's something you in particular wished you would have known before going to the US?
I mean, I think personally, I think it would have been more helpful to know a little bit more about the different levels in the Division One. So my school was in the Division One, and I think between the 82 schools there are now, the level is very different. You have like the top schools that are more like first Bundesliga level, then you have a lot of middle schools who are like more like the second Bundesliga, and then the lower ones are more like the third league in Germany. So learning a little bit more about the difference there, how good is each university. I mean, you can't really say it in particular because with every year the team changes, you have seniors graduating and then new players coming in, and then also coaches are changing obviously and bring in new people. So but I think, yeah, learning a little bit more about that and about the whole system, it's very, very different to Germany. We obviously can't play against 82 teams. So you have the different conferences, and learning more about that and how the whole system works, I think could have been a little bit more helpful, but it's nothing really like huge or anything.
Yeah. And you did have a great time and you were very successful, like I said. Now, what made you want to become a coach after your playing career?
Yeah, that's a good question. So obviously, like, I like my experience in the US. I would never have thought that I would enjoy it as much as I did. And then once I got back home after graduating, I joined Keystone, Keystone Sports as an agent, or like I helped field hockey players to go over the US. So I was obviously in contact with a lot of coaches. And then I thought about doing a volunteer season at Monmouth University. And I had an amazing experience. I loved it so much that I really thought, like, I want to be there out with the players every day, really doing what I love to do as a sport, as a hobby, and then doing that as your job is something great. You make great connections with the players. You can see that they take in your feedback. They really value what you are saying to them, and making a positive, hopefully a positive change in their lives is very rewarding. And I really enjoy my job. I always go to work and I'm happy about what I'm doing. I like doing different stuff. It's not never the same. Like, each day is different. You have different situations with players. So it's really, really, that was special to me. And then, yeah, I was glad that I got in contact with the Temple head coach and got the offer from them.
Yeah, we were obviously a little bit sad that you left us, but it's a great opportunity. And so happy for you. You're the assistant coach. You work with a head coach together to develop the team. What's your role? What do you do? What's your part in developing the team?
So first of all, like, I have a great head coach. He's great in terms of giving responsibilities, trusting you. So I really got there and she said, like, well, like, kind of she wanted for me or for the assistant coaches to show initiative. So I really took over, for example, the individuals with players. So before team practice, we usually do some individual sessions with players. So like one or two players get together and then I work with them. I did a lot of video stuff. So scouting the opponents, also watching our games back and clipping scenes for the players. And I also do a lot of the international recruiting because obviously I have a lot of experience with it, especially like also connections here in Germany, especially, and then also in the Netherlands. So that was a big part what I'm doing. And then right now I got a little bit more into like the data side, like statistics and looking at that and how we can be better and all that stuff. But as I said before, like, she's great in terms of giving me responsibilities and I can really see and do whatever I really like to do. So that is huge for me.
Okay. How many coaches do you have?
So we have the head coach, we have her sister is actually working for us, she's the associate head coach, and then it's me and another coach, GA, but yeah.
Okay. Coming from the player side, what's something you didn't expect about the coaching job that now you face? Like, is there something where you're like, oh, well, I didn't know that was coming? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, I think sometimes as a player, you don't really think, oh, the coaches think about the drills you're doing at practice every day. And now looking back, like, we have like certain drills we want to do with the team. We also think a lot about where players play and all that stuff, like how we sub and all those kind of things. And I think as a player, you really go on the field, you go to practice and you just go there and like do the drills, but you don't really think maybe sometimes why we are doing things. So the really like the why behind it. Is probably the biggest thing, I would say.
Yeah. I was an assistant coach myself in college, in tennis, obviously. But I think every assistant coach needs to determine for him or herself what kind of relationship you want to have with the player, with the players, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you want to be their buddy, or do you want to be an authority, right? How do you do that? I mean, how do you build relationships with your players?
Yeah, I would say because I'm still fairly young, I'm fairly close to the players. So I really try to get to know them on a personal basis, because I think it builds stronger connections. And I think the other coaches do a very good job with that too. And that's why we are all very close, also very close with the team. And I think you can see it on the field, but for me, it's really important to get to know them, know what their strengths are, maybe where they need help. And then, for example, just an example, but me and the other coach, we are playing sometimes pickleball with the players. So just meeting them outside of the field, building relationship with them outside, and seeing what they really like to do, learning more about them and their families. So I really like to build connections. But then there's also obviously like the fine line to being like their coach, and you don't want to like be too friendly with them. So there still needs to be the respect from their side to us in terms of that. Yeah. And that's sometimes hard to balance.
Yeah, I agree. How much does your time as a player help you maybe be a better coach? You know, like what I mean is... you know, I mean, obviously, we've all had coaches in the past when we were players. What did you take away from that time as a player to try to be a better coach than maybe what you had? Or, you know, like how does that experience as a player help you?
Yeah, you went through the whole process as a player. You know how sometimes challenging it is to combine the academic part with being in season and having a lot of practice. So it's very demanding for our athletes in season, especially. So knowing what they're going through, and sometimes you don't know what other issues maybe they have with like families or like mental health now. So really like that part, like knowing what it means being an athlete, I think that helps, like taking them aside, talking with them, having regular checkups, and like just knowing how to handle this, I think is very important.
Yeah. You mentioned mental health. How much of your job is actually developing players on the game side, the field hockey side, and how much is, psychology and making sure that helping them be successful on and off the field also? How much would you say is that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we are definitely doing more on the field side. So it's probably like 80% of that. And then, I mean, we are not psychologists or have like professional experience with it, but like we obviously like always there for them to talk with us about stuff. But then we also, that's great about Temple, we have a resource. It's called TUL. So they can actually talk to professionals about mental health stuff. So if they have mental health issues or sports performance issues, they can go to them. So like we usually say, we are here for you to talk about anything, but if they actually like want to talk with a professional, we like would rather like send them to TUL and have them help them, because those are professionals. So we try to build relationships, but focus more on the hockey side as well.
Of course. Do you, is there a difference between dealing with international players on the team and American players? I mean, are they in any form different? And can you relate to being an international yourself? Can you relate to them better, or how's that relationship?
I mean, I think they are like similar, obviously, because they have the same goals. I think because the internationals go away from home, need to be on their own, I think in my personal experience, they're a little bit more independent. So they get stuff done. I think Americans need a little bit more guidelines. Not everyone, obviously, everyone is different, but like on the usual basis, they need more guidance. So I think there is the difference between like being a little bit more independent because you don't have your parents there doing for you the meal prep, buying groceries, washing your stuff. you are like a little bit on your own kind of and have to figure out a lot of stuff like banks, like you need to get a credit card or stuff like that. So they're definitely a little bit more independent, but I wouldn't say there's like a huge difference.
Yeah. How do you help them adjust to the new lifestyle, I guess? And because I do remember, we all remember going to the US for the first time or first semester, and it's quite overwhelming, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? It's cool, but it's overwhelming. And especially with field hockey being a fall sport, you know,
yeah,
they have to sort of start functioning right away. How do you help them adjust?
Yeah. So we as coaches, we obviously like are in contact with them through WhatsApp and have regular check-ins and try to help them where we can. Like, is it like picking them up from the airport, going with them to appointments or anything? But then also the team really does a great job. The upperclassmen do a great job in like helping them, figuring out what they need. They drive them if they need to go, for example, to Target and buy stuff for their apartments and all that stuff. And I also think the American parents, they're also great. They always help out and really help internationals to get adjusted, take them in for like, for example, for Thanksgiving. So it's really great to have them. And I think that what makes America special, the people are super nice there. They're very welcoming. It's just a very different culture compared to Europe or Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, true. What are some of the challenges of recruiting, especially international players? Because, you know, you recruit players from all over the world. It's just not just because you're a German, you don't just recruit in Germany and the Netherlands. You get prospects from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you can't just see everybody play in person. So what are some of the challenges in recruiting international players?
I think that's the biggest challenge, that you can't see everyone in person. And depending on the timeline, like if it's in our season, we can't just fly over and see them play. So making sure they have like a good highlight video, that's super important. And then the head coach and I, we usually like to watch a full game because we know like a highlight video is just highlights. But like in the full game, you see how they act off the ball, how they act maybe with teammates. So that's super important for us. But that's also a challenge. You need to take the time away to be sure about it. And then, as you said, you get a lot of different emails from a lot of different countries, so making sure also the connection is there between the player and the coaches, so how the player maybe is in the Zoom meeting, but it's like most stuff is about like online, so it's like hard to get to know them on a more personal base. It's definitely easier to like see them in person, but yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge, not being able to see them and figuring out a way how to be sure about it, because internationals are usually more impact players. So you want to really make sure they come in and have an important role or like can play right away. So we have to be sure about who we are bringing in. And sometimes the process takes a little bit longer, because then maybe the other day we get another email from another player and maybe we think she's more ready. So it's really, really tough to figure out who might be the best fit, because per year it's maybe like 1, 2, 3 internationals we are getting. It really depends on the class size, but yeah.
And then obviously you start building a relationship with those recruits already, you know, not just when they get on campus, but you know, you talk to them a lot before, like you mentioned, and so then they come on campus and then you want them to succeed, right? You're not just doing the job, I assume, to be successful yourself. You know, it's nice if your own team does well, but the closer the relationship is with the players, you want them to succeed. So it's quite emotional, I would assume, to see their successes, but also maybe failures, right? So if they do well, you're really happy. And it's different from being a player. So how does that affect you, seeing your team succeed and the players you recruited succeed? How do you cope with that?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I think I can talk for all my coaching staff and as a coach in general. I mean, like, there's nothing better to see when the players succeed. If it's on the field, off the field, we have a lot of players who do stuff about mental health and help others. We had, for example, it was called Headstrong Foundation, where they help people with like cancer and all that stuff and raise money for that. So it's really nice to see how they develop as people. So and being a part of that and being part of their lives is really great to see, and making that impact on them and seeing them how they grow as a person, especially from like freshman year to senior year. That's really amazing. And yeah.
Do you, it's an unfair question, but what do you like better, being a player or being a coach?
Yeah, that's unfair because I love the sport and I love to play. Because I mean, at some point you can't continue to play, especially field hockey, like you're not getting paid or anything. So I think right now I see it more as a coach because I can see it for me as a career path, and yes, I can see that I can do it for longer. So I think, yeah, coaching is probably my, I would say almost like purpose, because it's not just a job for me, and I really love what I do and like working with players who are going through the same experience I went, is really amazing.
Yeah. Fun fact, one word your players would say to describe Maite Sturm, Coach Maite.
Only one.
What do you think? What would they say if I asked them one word to describe you?
That's tough because I don't think there's only one word. I mean, they know that I'm ambitious. If they get to know me, it's probably also like, I don't know if I would say funny, but yeah, that's tough. Maybe like ambitious, they would describe me, or like caring, because I really do a lot of stuff in terms of individually with them. So
yeah. I would sign all of those words. Well, I think we're at the end. Thank you so much. That was fun. Hope you had fun too.
Yes.
And yeah, we wish you all the best. Good luck. And, you know, I'm sure Temple or wherever you are in the future will do great.
Thank you so much for having me.